Parked illegally next to the Alamo, Doton Negrin is unloading his Baldwin piano from a fire engine red van.
I picked this one because the sound, particularly. I've actually gone through about 6 to 7 different pianos, I think, in the last 3 years or so.
The compact upright piano has a laminated map velcroed to one side. It shows all the places Negrin's gone in his American travels.
My piano's crapped out, and a lot of these old pianos, when they get used for so long, they start to develop this tinny, metallic sound rather than like a softer tone. So this one has a little bit more of a softer tone.
The 26-year-old has been busking across the country for almost 2 years now, showing up at a busy city street, hopping out and unloading his piano, playing for change and for an experience. He talks about it all on his website, pianoacrossamerica.com, where his stories vary from how to push your piano through New York City to the slightly more intimidating, the night I got robbed by an OxyContin addict.
Well, originally I did this because I wanted to live a different kind of lifestyle. I wanted to do something extraordinary with my life rather than, you know, do the 9-to-5 that I had back in New York.
In New York, Negrin attempted to put his theater degree to work, standing in lines waiting to audition for roles, but the role he most often played, sadly, was that of struggling actor. Now, 2 years later, he's meeting new people every day, sleeping on people's couches that he finds on couchsurfing.org, and paying for things through donations. And he seems to be enjoying himself. As he pushes his piano up the closed-off Alamo Plaza street, a skeptical police officer looks
on. Last time I was here, a cop came over and took pictures. He was like a tourist. It was funny.
Negrin is sandwiching this performance between doing his laundry, which is still at the laundromat, and running errands like buying another tire for his van. He says they'll need it when they go to Mexico this afternoon, and that's where this tour is taking him. While his parents aren't wild about his career path, he views it almost as a mission, trying to get others to do something amazing with their lives. Negrin only plays for about 20 minutes. Obviously, he has a schedule to keep. And also, he's concerned about his illegally parked van. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.
You have your own? There you go. You don't need to use the headset, I guess, but...